The Iraq War's impact hits here in Culver City, California, the home of Day to Day at NPR West. A 20-year-old Marine Lance Corporal, George J. Payton, died during recent battles in Fallujah. He was one of 135 U.S. service members killed last month. Culver City was Corporal Payton's home, too. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
There's a constant stream of friends and out-of-town relatives coming through Chandra Payton's small apartment in Culver City. A poster-sized picture of her grinning son George, who she calls GJ, hangs above the fireplace. His Purple Heart Medal and an honorable service certificate sit on a small table below, surrounded by large floral arrangements.
High school funeral arrangements here to confirm who you know.
The petite mother of four, a native of Fiji, spent hours on the phone making funeral arrangements and trying to get travel visas for family. Payton says her son was close to her relatives in Fiji. She had sent him to live with one of her sisters there when he was having troubles here as a teenager.
There was a point in his life when he was finishing high school in Culver City High School. They had a lot of gang activities going on, and he had some friends who were into that, and he was not listening to me at that time. And I was so afraid that he was going to get shot or have something bad happen to him.
When Payton returned from Fiji, his mother says he was a completely different person. He enrolled in a local community college to get enough education credits to join the Marines, and she says their relationship improved too. She would drive to pick him up on the weekends when he was stationed in nearby Camp Pendleton. And while he was in Iraq during both of his tours of duty, they wrote frequently.
One night, he and I instant messaged each other. And I asked him, I said, JJ, how dangerous is it? He said, don't worry, Mom. I said, well, do you go into the houses and do house raids? He very reluctantly said yes. And then I said, no. But he just told me, oh, we're just like the policemen. We just go and patrol. So, you know, he totally did not give me the extent, the picture of it being a very dangerous mission.
Payton told his mom he wouldn't be able to call or write for a while. The assault on Fallujah was about to begin. He thanked her for a recent care package, but told her not to send another. The Marines gave the mother few details of her son's death. But French press agency reporter Ned Parker was embedded with Payton's Marine regiment at the time and knows the details. He spent many nights with the 20-year-old Lance Corporal. They would joke that the slain rap singer Tupac Shakur was really alive and fighting in Fallujah.
You know, that was a running joke between Payton and I, so, you know, I liked Payton for that. I liked his humor. He always had a smile. He was always just kind of pleasant to be around and liked to laugh.
Payton was part of a 13-man squad searching houses for insurgents in Fallujah. Parker says the squad was on the last block in the last house when Payton and two other Marines walked up a staircase and kicked down a bedroom door.
Payton pivoted inside, and there were three gunmen inside the room. It was a bedroom.
The insurgents opened fire. Payton was the first down. The gunman then tossed a grenade. It exploded at Payton's left side. A Marine grabbed his hand, pulled him out, and got him down the stairs.
He was still alive. The doc they had there, he tied a tourniquet to his leg, very tight. The doc said that he told Payton he was going to live, and Payton understood that, and he nodded. And everyone thought that he was going to live, and they were happy to know that a Marine had not died.
But Payton did die 8 hours later in a combat hospital. Payton's funeral was held in Culver City. His brothers told the crowded chapel that the young Marine was their role model. Cousins remembered his readiness to party and have a good time. 18-year-old Veronica Vega wore jeans to the service, just like she promised she would.
Before he left, he told me if something happens to me, they'll go in black, be sheriff, or be happy for me. That's what he loved doing best. Even though he died in a real, real bad way, he loved doing what he did with his life.
A 21-gun salute, and then two Marines quietly remove the American flag draped over Payton's coffin, fold it, and hand it to his mother. Chandra Payton says her son wasn't interested in the politics of the war. He just wanted to serve his country honorably, and she believes that's what he did. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Culver City.